household protected from plague. The greatest sign of help by angels appeared at the time of the plague which first came into this part of the world in the lifetime of the promised Messiah. I shall have more to say about this later. Here I only wish to say that the plague assumed the symbolic appearance of an elephant wreaking havoc in the world. In the symbolic scene, the animal in the premonitory dream became tame and harmless and sat respectfully when it came near the promised Messiah. The symbolic scene meant that the plague would not harm the promised Messiah. The angels of God would see to this. In support of this promise of help through angels, the promised Messiah had other revelations. One said, "Fire is our slave, nay, the slave of our slaves." On receiving such revelations, he declared that he and his followers would remain relatively immune from the deadly effects of the plague. Individuals might suffer, but that would not alter the general truth. Even as in the time of the Holy Prophet, Muslims suffered in encounters with the enemy, but the enemy suffered much more. He also announced that the town of Qadian would suffer much less than other places, that here the plague would not be so deadly as in other places, and that the house in which he lived would remain completely immune. Not a single case of plague was to occur in the house itself. After these declarations, the plague made its appearance in the subcontinent and wrought havoc. Every year, hundreds of thousands of persons died of it. In spite of the fact that he had forbidden his followers to adopt the preventive inoculation, his followers suffered the fatal effects of the plague much less than others. This went on for several years. Many people were impressed. Thousands joined the fold. In fact, the great majority of his followers at that time were the result of this sign. When the plague visited the country, it seized many of his enemies. His own followers remained largely immune. Only stray cases of the plague occurred amongst them. The visible protection which he and his followers enjoyed from the ravages of the plague was a clear divine sign. This kind of epidemic had been unknown before. It came after he had announced his prophetic vision about it. The epidemic spared him and his followers. The relative immunity demonstrated the truth of his revelation. Fire is our slave, even the slave of slaves. The angels carried out the promise. The germs of the plague acted in his favor and showed him the adoration and obedience which is their duty towards every messenger of God. The plague travelled to Qadian as to other places, but it did not stay in Qadian for long, leaving after 3 years. In other towns it stayed for as long as 10 years, or even longer. The protection which his household enjoyed provides incontrovertible proof of the loyalty and obedience of angels. Cases of the plague and of death from the plague occurred next door. The danger remained for 3 years. The household of the promised Messiah consisted of more than 100 persons and was unhealthily situated in a depression. Still, no death occurred in the house. Not even a rat suffered. It is well known that when plague visits a place, the first casualties are the rats. A wonderful sign which should convince those willing to think. If it was not the angels who worked in his favor, then what was it? What was it which made this tremendous difference? Rulers and kings and men of power could not control forces which worked in his favor. Processes of nature seemed to have turned from their normal course and to have devoted themselves to his service. Doctors who could adopt the usual precautionary measures fell victims. Those who lived in healthy quarters far out of town could not escape it. Those who had themselves inoculated against it had to suffer. But he and the members of his household did not suffer at all. They accepted no treatment, adopted no precautionary measures. They did not go out of the town. Even the rats in his house did not suffer. The household was not a small one. It was large to start with and had become larger because of the many guests who had come to seek shelter from the plague. If the plague had not visited Qadian, or if after visiting Qadian it had not come and affected his neighbourhood, it could have been said that the immunity which he, his family, and members of his household enjoyed was a matter of accident. But he had proclaimed this fact of immunity long before, a prophecy based on divine communications. Sometime after its proclamation, angels devoted themselves to the execution of the prophecy. The plague came to Qadian, but it came as a slave. It did its work, but under definite limitations, as though it were under someone's vigilance. It came to the town, affected his closest neighbors, but did not touch any member of his household. This is evidence of the devotion of angels to him and to his cause. They had been told to obey him, and they carried out the command in true spirit. They were appointed to protect him. Forces of nature were enslaved for his sake. The devotion of natural forces to him and to his cause is proved by many other incidents. But I hope the examples I have given will suffice, and that they will give some idea of the miraculous protection Hazrat Mirza Sahib enjoyed. These examples should make it clear that such consistent and constant divine support could not be earned by a liar and a pretender.